You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. These true stories of angels and miracles will strengthen your faith and remind you that good things do happen to good people. Miracles, divine intervention, amazing coincidences, these unexplainable, unexpected surprises bless the lives of people from all walks of life. And today, I'm going to share two stories about the most amazing coincidences. In our first story, Dave Bachman tells us about one of those little free libraries that popped up in his neighborhood. His 8-year-old daughter, Ayla, was fascinated by it and the fact that she could donate a book and then take a used book home with her. Dave explained that the book she picked out to take home would be one that used to belong to another little girl or boy. And he was surprised when Ayla picked her favorite book to give away. But so be it, she donated that book and she chose a new one to take home. She explained that she was giving her favorite book and expected that the one she chose to bring home would have been someone else's favorite too. They went back home and Ayla started reading her new book. She announced to Dave that she had a new friend named Clara. That was the name that was inscribed in the book she had picked out. Dave commented that Clara was his grandmother's name. She had passed away before Ayla was born. Dave says, "Ayla handed me her book, opening it to the first page, and I began to read the inscription written in flowery cursive. Dear little girl, this was my book when I was a little girl. Now it's yours. Even though we'll never meet, we will know each other through these stories. Think of me when you read them. Your friend, Clara, Newton, Kansas." All of a sudden, Dave said that he had to show the book to his wife. Why? Because his grandmother, Clara, had lived in Newton, Kansas. She had donated many of her possessions to a rummage sale that her church in Newton was sponsoring before she moved to Wichita. Now, Dave lived more than 1,000 miles away from Kansas. But could it be? Did they really have his grandmother's childhood book in their hands? Dave's wife suggested they check the handwriting by looking in his mom's recipe book, which contained recipes handwritten by her mother, Clara. Sure enough, the handwriting was a perfect match. And how many Claras would there have been in Newton, Kansas anyway? Ayla reclaimed her book and ran off to read it some more. And Dave said to his wife, "Grandma Clara just reached across the years and 1,000 miles to connect with her great-granddaughter for the first time." Patricia Sankey Rudowski tells us about another story about an amazing coincidence. It happened to her friend Carla when she was having dinner with her toddler daughter at Friendly's one Friday night. Carla found herself watching two young girls who looked to be around 12. Patricia says, "It appeared that it might be their first time dining out without parents. The newness of their experience was evident. They beamed with pride at their adult behavior." Something about the friends intrigued Carla. They were nicely behaved, ordering politely, waiting patiently for their food, thanking the server. It reminded her of a time when she was young and was sitting with her best friend, showing her the ring that her first boyfriend had bought her. His name was Joey, and he had moved away in ninth grade, so she had no idea where he was now. So much had happened in the intervening 30 years. She'd gone to college, gotten married, had two children, moved away from her hometown too. But she had always wondered what had happened to Joey. Patricia writes, Carla was trying to focus on her daughter, but her attention kept drifting to the two girls across the way. She had no explanation for her fascination. Then the girls got their check, and it was obvious from their panicked faces that they didn't have enough money. Carla offered to help them with the bill, but they turned her down, saying that the father of one of them was picking them up. Carla decided to stay, just to make sure the girls were okay. Eventually, the father arrived, and one of the girls ran out to the car to get the money they needed. Carla was leaving then, so she was passing by the car when she heard a man saying, Carla, Carla, is that you? It was Joey, who she hadn't seen in decades. He was the father of one of the two girls. And he told Carla that he had been talking about her recently because his daughter had just turned 12, and he was telling her about the girlfriend he had at that age. Now, remember, they were not in their own hometown. They had both moved away from there. But somehow they had met up again, and all because Carla had been fascinated by those two girls, one of whom was the offspring of her first love. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you will find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And would you like to become one of our storytellers? We are always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous, about the miracle of a loved one's goodbye.